it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Frankfurt, where a corner store worker was shot in the face during a robbery last night. Happened around 11 at the Bridge Market and Wireless Store near Bridge and Tarsdale. Police Captain Tyrell McCoy says the clerk was counting money when a man walked in, stuck a gun in between the bulletproof glass.
We just know that there's a male that was dressed in all black clothing that entered, pulled out that firearm, shot one time, and then after that, after he was able to pick up as much money as he could, he actually fled.
A few minutes later, investigators say several other men walked in through the back of the store, started taking the money that was left. Cops took two of those guys into custody for questioning. They're still looking for the shooter. 27-year-old clerk is in the hospital in stable condition this morning. Ease off that gas on Broad Street. The newly installed speed cameras are now live. The cameras have been placed at 14 intersections from Cheltenham Avenue all the way down to Patterson. There'll be a 60-day warning period, and after that, you'll be fined $100. Cameras have been used on Roosevelt Boulevard in the Northeast, of course. City says speeding violations there have gone down 95% since the cameras were installed 5 years ago, and the number of people who were hit has dropped about half.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.